From the heart of rural France, this is the Keto Woman podcast, brought to you by me. Hello, keto lovelies. I'm Daisy Brackenhall, and I've spent most of my life struggling with my weight and confidence, and have always had a difficult relationship with food. Even when I finally got to my target weight after weight loss surgery and eating low carb, I couldn't maintain it and I was miserable. I've been keto now for over 2 years and it has given me the freedom to fall in love with food again without the constant gain, loss, guilt, virtue cycle of before. Health and happiness is where it's at now, running on fat. Welcome to the Keto Woman podcast. Each week I'll be chatting to inspirational women, maybe even the odd man, to discover the secrets to their success so that I can share them with you. So what is keto? Keto is a way of eating that enables you to switch your body's main fuel source from sugar to fat. Who doesn't want to be a fat burner, right? But how do we achieve this? A great place to start is by keeping carbs under 20 grams a day. So things like leafy greens and above ground vegetables, plus some nuts and seeds and the incidental carbs you find in things like full fat dairy. Choose delicious fatty proteins and be free and easy with oily dressings on salad and butter on your veggies. Once you're in the swing of things, you can tweak it to suit you. Make your own personalized keto. You'll hear all sorts of ways to keto from my guests. There is no one way to do keto, no one size fits all. I hope to show you just how flexible and fabulous this way of eating can be. I'm not a doctor, and most of my guests won't be either, so we really can't give you medical advice. It's always best to consult your own doctor when making big changes to your diet and lifestyle, because they know you and your medical history, and so have access to the bigger picture. Wouldn't it be helpful to have one place where you could find all the links? Want to sign up to my new Patreon-exclusive Facebook group, Daisy's Lovelies? No problem. How about subscribing to my YouTube channel? Please help me notch up my first 1,000 subscribers by going to links.ketowomanpodcast.com and following the YouTube link. Not following me on Instagram yet? Hit the Instagram button. You get the idea. All the buttons, all the links you need are at links.ketowomanpodcast.com. Welcome to episode number 134 and the second part of Matt and John's episode. Matt Murray is a 48-year-old that lives in Delaware, which is on the east coast of the US. He's been married for 20 years and has 3 teenage daughters, a dog and a cat. Matt started keto 4 years ago after being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. Through diet and other lifestyle changes, Matt was able to return his health and weight to normal. John Slaughter lives in a town on the mid-Atlantic seaboard of the United States near the Chesapeake Bay. John stumbled upon the paleo diet while looking online for a recipe for a party. After following a paleo diet for over a year, he learned about the ketogenic way of eating from a friend who had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. A proponent of natural remedies, John's philosophy is do what you can first, instead of immediately going down the path of pharmaceuticals. John loves to cook and create delicious recipes that are simple. He has shared his keto experiences and recipes with family, friends, and anyone else who wants more information. He likes creating simple recipes that anyone can make because he believes living a ketogenic lifestyle will make for a happier planet one person at a time. John's other hobbies include hiking, kayaking, and homesteading. He keeps a brood of hens as a source for fresh eggs, landscapes with edible and medicinal plants, makes medicinal tinctures and herbal tea blends, and makes his own personal care products such as face cream and hand salve. John partnered with his best friend Matt to turn his hobby of making natural skincare products into a business. Together, they launched Nature's Jam, making handmade, all-natural skincare products in small batches. When someone uses one of our products, I not only want them to love how it makes their skin look and feel, I want the aroma to lift the person up and make them feel good. You can find out more about their products at naturesjam.com. And of course, the links will be in the show notes and on the links page as usual. Let's dive back in where we left off last week to find out more about Matt and John and their business, Nature's Jam. So So tell us, you mentioned a bit there about how you got into Nature's Dam. Tell us about that. Tell us, I mean, you've mentioned before that it started with making it for friends and family, but you just expanded that out into deciding to make it to sell.
Well, it's been something that I was interested in. And in 2014, I actually took another class over in the Pine Barrens, New Jersey, Wild Edibles and Medicinal Plants of the Pine Barrens. It was a lady, Karen Sherwood, who was visiting from Earthwalk Northwest. She lives out in Oregon. I really liked the lady. She seemed like she was Mother Earth personified. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we did in that class was make a salve. And I was very interested in making the salve and making medicines and having an apothecary. I think it's the, what's her name? Dr. Something Medicine Woman.
The TV show?
Do you remember that show? Oh. Yeah, remember that with Jane Seymour?
Yeah, I remember that.
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
We're showing our age.
Right. So that's where it started. I thought this would be so cool to do this. So actually, the very first hand salve that I made, because anytime that someone had an illness or an infirmity over a mat, I would say, oh, you could do this, you could do that. And Matt's like, is that some of your hippie stuff? Is that some of your hippie stuff? So the very first hand salve I made a label for it called Hippie Hand Salve. And I think I made some for them as well. And I made some face cream for myself using frankincense, because I read that frankincense was anti-aging and anti-wrinkle.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer. We can't say that because
FDA laws are super stringent.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. But if you read about the different essential oils, you can see what they do. So I made some face cream, and then this was 2017, I was going to visit my sister in Mississippi, so I decided to make some more and give her some face cream and some hand salve. Well, because I had an extra batch, I also gave some to a friend of ours, another mutual friend, and after I gave it to her, she texted me and she said, I would buy this.
Shout out to Betsy.
Shout out to Betsy. She was the one who actually started the idea of you could do something more with this. And just as a quick sidebar, talking about going back to keto for a second. So when I was visiting my sister, it was at Christmas time, and down there, she lives close to New Orleans. So king cake is a very big thing. And she and I sat and watched a movie on the laptop sitting at her island in her kitchen. And she kept cutting pieces of king cake for each of us. And I was on vacation.
Is that the cake with the baby in it?
Yeah. I threw caution to the wind.
Sorry, is it what? Is it?
There's a little...
It's called
There's
king
a little
cake.
Toy it's like plastic baby in the cake, and if your piece has the baby in it, I guess it's good luck.
It's good luck for the new year.
It's
or something
tied to Mardi
like
Gras
that.
And all that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess they put a little plastic baby Jesus in there. Or it's supposed to be
representative is that the king?
Of the baby Jesus.
Oh, yeah, the Lord is king cake.
But it's like a Danish, yeah.
Oh, king cake.
I didn't put that together.
They do. Yeah, they do have something similar here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, she kept cutting slices, and that night I woke up in the middle of the night and I had the worst heartburn, and I said, I do not miss this at all. It's not worth it.
You used to have heartburn like crazy. You were on Zantac or one of those things like every day, which
Yeah, I took Prilosec was my drug of choice.
It's amazing how effective some of these things can be. I mean, it's not amazing really, because a lot of pharmaceuticals are based on them in the first place, aren't they? But I can remember when I was doing a carnivore challenge and I was getting dreadful reflux, and someone suggested taking fennel seeds, either sort of when you're eating or just taking a pinch of them after you've eaten. And I found that they worked really well. And
wow.
Yeah. And I did actually, not 100%.
Like you just chew them, throw them in your mouth and chew
them
up?
Yeah, you can either just swallow them. It's better if you chew them
up.
Yeah,
they taste good.
Them down.
I like fennel.
Yeah, and it does work quite well.
Yeah, in India, they have where we have mints or toothpicks as you go out of a restaurant here in the United States. In India, they would have this little bowl of, it was a mixture of things, but fennel seeds was in there as an after dinner kind of little treat.
Right.
So I think the fennel seeds also fresh in your breath.
Tying into John's All Natural, he found turmeric, however you want to say it, root and ground it up and put some black pepper in it. And his dog, Milo, is somewhere between 8 and 10. And he had joint problems, so John gives him that with his food. And it's noticeably improved him, so he made some for us. And my dog, Ollie, is 8, so we give it to him. But that's the kind of stuff, like, on my own, I wouldn't have gone down that path.
I swore by that for Daisy. I gave that to her, and I figured it was one of those things. It's not going to do her any harm.
Yeah.
And what if it works? And the difference was massive. I mean, she literally went from being quite sort of hangdog to, you know, putting her head back up, and it really did seem to help with her joints. I mean, there was nothing helping her when she got super, super old, but it certainly helped. It really did.
Yeah, Milo's had two instances of tick-borne something or other, because he's like, he's some Asian breed of dog, so he's got the really dense fur, so, you know, bugs can get up on him. And by the time John found out, they're like, oh, he's showing antibodies for this. And he was he was actually hobbling around. That's how John noticed. And there's nothing like that now. He's out running about. You know, he's very active for a dog of his age, and, you know, what's the word? You can't prove it, but the turmeric really does seem to help.
If it helps, it helps,
anecdotal,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I tell you, I found something for Bets. She has these, I think it's like mites or something she gets in her ear, but she used to get this like brown gunk in her ear, and I used to get something from the vets, and I needed some more, so I phoned up and said, oh, I just need some of this stuff. And they wouldn't give me any, although they knew the dog and they knew the problem. I had to go in for an appointment. So I had to pay for an appointment for him to look and prescribe this stuff and then pay for the stuff, which cost a fortune. I thought, screw that, I'm not doing that. So I looked up to see what the ingredients were. And it was basically, I think it had some antibiotic components and some other things. So I thought, well, what can I find that can work? So got onto Google and looked up, you know, what's a natural antibiotic? And oregano came up. And I got some oregano essential oil. And I made this mixture of what I used to call magic oil, which was a coconut oil base. And I had some of this oregano oil in it. And I used to put it in her ears. And it sorted it out. And it not only sorted it out, but sorted it out better than the stuff I used to get from the vets. And Daisy actually had an old wound that opened up, and it was quite a good inch across. It was big and it was quite deep. It just opened up. And that, because she hated going to the vet, so I thought, well, I'm just going to try it at home for a bit. Cleaned it up and would pack it every day with this magic oil, and within a week, sealed back up. So
yeah, a lot of those ear things, really, especially powerful. I remember growing up, there was a lot of them were things based in mineral oil, I think. So yeah, that would make sense, you know, throw some oregano in there. Did you get fresh oregano and chop it up and steep it in oil? Is that what you did?
No, I just bought some essential oil, oregano oil, just like one of those little glass jars. And it worked perfectly.
Feel free to edit as you will, take out any stories or...
You know she will. Shit, she had 5 times for the last one, so...
Yeah, you make this so easy, because it's just having a conversation with you.
I mean, I can't speak, but that's all it really is, Daisy, right? You take conversations, you chop up the best...
Exactly. A lot of people who start out nervous, that's why I end up, you know, sort of chatting with people for a while, and they quite often... I was listening to somebody the other day when I was editing, they sort of start off sounding nervous, you can hear it in their voice, and then they start chatting, and it, like you say, it's just a chat, and once you get into it and you forget what it is.
When I did the Two Keto Dudes podcast with Terry Lance, I was a mess, and then I said then I got in and talked so much, poor Terry hardly got to say anything. Shocker, right? Shocker.
So we got a bit sidetracked there talking about my
about king cake.
Yeah, and my magic oil. But to get back to the things that you make, what's the typical base that you use?
Well, everything that we use is our ingredients that you can eat, really. So we use almond oil, olive oil, beeswax, and essential oils. And water, purified water.
I'm not eating beeswax.
But you could.
you could, right, John? You could eat dirt.
You could. Exactly. So,
no, actually, John has beeswax in his cabinet with the all-natural comb, right?
Yes, actually, and that was one of the ones when we were talking about the difference between paleo and keto. paleo does allow for things like raw honey and pure maple syrup, which I love both of those things, but I don't eat them very often. I will still eat them, especially the honey during allergy season, because I believe that there are health benefits, even though it is sugar, that there are health benefits of just eating things that were made from the pollen of that local area to help fight your allergies.
Well, some people swear by that and say that it really helps. To be honest, keto or not, if taking whatever it is, it's not even very much, like a teaspoon of honey every day, someone was telling me they took, and drastically reduces the symptoms of their hay fever. Well, that sounds like a win.
My middle daughter has mystery allergies, like she gets hives and stuff. So John took the approach of getting her into tea, and then through the tea, he got her into buying local honey. Now, I don't know how much it helps her. She also has to take medication because it's just the over-the-counter stuff, but she'll literally break out in hives. But that was the approach he took. He kind of like snuck around and got her into tea culture. She's got her own little box for tea, gets her the fresh leaves and the blends and all that. And then she wanted sweetener in it. So he's like, well, hey, guess what? Here's some honey. And it's always, you know, it's not the little bear. I don't know if you guys even have that stuff, Daisy, like the stuff in the supermarket. It's just straight garbage. It's like clover honey.
It's just
super processed. Yeah. And when you have real honey, because I never liked it. And then John had some real stuff and I tried it. And I was like, oh, this is what, it's like the first time you have real coconut. And you're like, oh, real coconut doesn't taste like fake coconut at all. No.
Yeah, real coconut tastes a little bit like almond.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing I noticed in the carnivore community when I was hanging out a lot in Facebook groups when I was doing my carnivore challenge. It's one of the biggest arguments that people get into is over honey.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people want to hold on to honey for some reason and then get into the whole argument of what it's produced by.
It's like super glycemic. If that's your concern, that's the end of the conversation, you know.
It's a really weird thing, but yeah, if you want to start an argument, ask if you can have honey.
That's, you know, because I mean, you know, I'm a big if it fits your macro person, and I know that bothers a lot of people, but if you want to have your 20 or your 30, whatever you do every day, of just honey, I'm not going to begrudge you that, you know, because there are just so many benefits to having fresh honey. Yeah, that's not something, you know, like I have low carb wraps sometimes, like, you know, you look at the ingredient list and it's crap. But I'm not eating it every day, and if it fits my macros, I'm not going to beat myself over the head about it. So if you're going to cheat, honey is, I guess, as good as anything. It's not like you're, you know, crushing a bag of Doritos.
Mm. Right. And also, like grade B or grade C maple syrup, it tastes like it just came out of the tree, and it tastes so good. It's so flavorful. I don't recommend, you know, drinking a cup of it or anything, but if you have a little teeny bit to sweeten something.
Yeah, and that was Piper again, my middle daughter. She wants nothing to do with like the Aunt Jemima's and the Mrs. Butterworth and all that. Like the basically, I guess it's corn syrup, colored brown.
It's corn syrup.
She likes real maple syrup, which as a child I wouldn't have touched it. You know, it's maple syrup and syrup as we know it in this country they don't even have anything in common besides a name. So yeah, that's another one. She likes the all natural syrup, the maple syrup.
It was actually when Matt first started and he would get the reduced sugar ketchup and Piper would eat it and he would say, that's my ketchup. She's like, but Dad, I like it better.
They all like it better so, now. Yeah, because at least in America, regular ketchup is almost 50% sugar.
Yeah.
So I tried it. Because my oldest daughter, she's 18, she's very, very anti-keto because she just loves carbs. She loves bread. She loves potatoes. She loves corn, popcorn. And we don't push it on her, but you know, like most of our dinners are a protein and a veg. And we have three picky children, so they don't eat a lot of what we eat. But she's always, if we briefly talk about keto for her health and stuff, she shuts it right down. Because I want to start getting them tested for the problems, because like diabetes is in my family.
Yeah.
And I didn't find out till I had called my mom and said, hey, Mom, guess what? I'm diabetic. And she said, oh, yeah, me too. And I said, That would have been good to know. And then just like last year, she's like, oh, yeah, so it was Grandpa. I'm like, come on with this. You know, I don't know how much I'd have done differently, but I never expected to, you know, I didn't fit the pattern, which makes me think it's genetic more than anything else what we have. But anywho, we're sidetracked again.
Well, Daisy, when I came back, just to let you in on that little joke that Matt made, when I came back from my first class, and it was actually, it's called a standard class, but it was basically, you know, it covered the board of like survival, you know, how to build shelter, how to gather water or find water, how to trap animals, how to track animals, and how to forage. And I would come back, and if we were walking through the woods on a hike or something, oh, that's what this is, and you can eat that. Matt was always like, you can eat dirt. You can eat dirt.
I'm like, yeah, that's an inside joke that we always say here. Like, you could eat it. Everyone knows my next sentence is going to be, you can eat dirt.
Something tastes a bit better.
Yeah.
I am a proponent of the human species has a lot of history, and not all of it involved pharmaceuticals. So there's a lot of medicines out there that, whatever you want to call it, nature, God, whatever, gave us. We just have to relearn some of our history.
That's diet, and diet as health is just...
Diet is a perfect example. Yeah.
I mean, the ads say, and it goes back to what Daisy was saying before, is sometimes you don't know what you're going to eat, and you can have a Prilosec, and sometimes you just want to crush a whole bunch of pizza. So take a Prilosec ahead of time instead of going, maybe if I don't eat the food that bothers me, I don't have to clean up on the back end with a pharmaceutical.
Right.
Not to be judgy, but it's very American to say, go ahead and you see with a diabetic medicine, you see the ads and the people are just eating like pastries and stuff. Yeah. And eat some pastries, but then take this drug that will bring your blood sugar down. And you're like, oh, that's so bad. It's so bad. Yeah. Just try to keep it down.
Yeah. So Prilosec was one that can cause is it your bones to become brittle? Zantac, they just pulled it from the market not too long ago because it was being shown to cause cancer, I believe.
And people mainline that stuff. I mean, they eat it like candy.
Yeah, you always have a trade-off. And just because it's natural doesn't mean it's not harmful for you. I mean, arsenic is natural.
Yeah. I'm assuming you said cyanide because that's what everybody says.
It is cyanide. But,
I
said arsenic.
Oh, arsenic.
But if you take the white willow bark, you scrape the inside, and I don't scrape the inside of a bark of the white willow tree, aspirin. But I do buy white aspirin. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. Actually, I shouldn't say that because you and I are kindred spirits.
We are. We share a lot of things in common. So you could eat your products, but you wouldn't recommend
it. You could.
They're better put on your face and your hands.
Yes. The only thing that I wouldn't recommend eating the beeswax, but it's not going to kill you if you do.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's almond oil. And then I infuse the oils too. So for the hand salve, I infuse it with calendula, and I just got done making the base for the eye cream, and it's licorice and chamomile, both of which I've read are used to lighten the eye and tighten underneath the eye. Yeah.
I wouldn't have suspected that of licorice. I know calendula have, it's like soothing properties, isn't it? Doesn't it soften as well?
Yeah, and licorice is actually a diuretic too, so maybe it's like witch hazel where it has a tightening effect.
Makes sense. Interesting.
Yeah, so those are the bases, and then there's all natural oils. John is generally the mixologist. He comes up with ideas, and we try them. When we say small batch, we mean it. Like, unless things get crazy, if you order some and we have, different flavors and blends, we make it. The base is made, but we make the flavor right there for you before we ship it. And we just had somebody online say, hey, can you do...
It was lemon, rosemary, and... Sorry, Matt.
No. I don't remember what they were, but yeah.
Oh, lemon, rosemary, and orange clove, and we decided to try both of them. I had the orange and the clove and the lemon. I got the rosemary, and we both really liked them, so we're going to introduce both of those as new scents for the hand salve.
Oh, cool. Have you ever got into making soap? It's one of those things that I've researched and have quite fancied doing. I love those handmade bars you buy that's just been cut off a slab.
I have thought about making those.
Liz Myers makes soap a lot, and it's really good. I have a stash here that she gave me. Yeah, and I nice. Use her soap. It's lovely. I'm
surprised John hasn't, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
That lines up pretty well.
Actually, even with the hand salves and lip balms and stuff, it's all, I like to experiment in the kitchen. If there is something that I can try, we have corned beef, we have aged beef. I have tried making, what was that, elderberry jam. I tried making elderberry wine.
Yeah, we used to brew when that was a thing. We brewed every week back before I had kids. We'd make beer every week just because the hands-on and the making and stuff. So now it's skin cream.
And I haven't made soap yet, but that's not
It's a bit more complicated, isn't it? You have to let it cure and dry for quite a period of time, I think, before you can cut it up and use it and things. It's
John
a bit
actually
more complicated.
Made a special sanitizing spray. We don't have enough of it to sell because you can't buy the ingredients right now, but it's an alcohol
based. That was going to be my tip.
Oh, oops. Well, no, we'll leave this part out. We'll leave it out. You can do it as a tip. So Daisy can just chop. But yeah, it's alcohol with aloe in it. And it's awesome.
Aloe juice, aloe yeah. Juice. Because.
Shit, top tip.
Yeah, spraying alcohol on my hands really was really drying. Making my hands really dry and stuff. So I have aloe juice in my refrigerator. So I decided to make some using the aloe juice. So I looked up, okay, how much can I dilute it and still have 60% alcohol? So that was the tip I'm going to give at the end.
I'm going to give it still, yeah. Go ahead
give it. Okay.
So we'll put links in the show notes, but where can people find these lovely products that you could eat, but we would recommend that you don't?
Matt did a wonderful job creating the website. So if you go to naturesjam.com, you can take a look at our products there. One thing that I would like to say, the products themselves are they're all natural, everything. We might have a few essential oils as a blend, but if you consider the essential oils as one ingredient, everything is under 5 ingredients. It's basically oil, beeswax. I have shea butter for the eye cream that I just ordered, water, and the essential oils.
Purified water.
Yes. It takes out like, what is it? It's a Berkey filter, and it takes out like 99.8% of all. They say use the cleanest water that you can, but you could take water from the storm drain or something and pour it in there, and it will take out everything. I even have the additional filters that take out things like fluoride that's in the water, because for some reason we put fluoride in our water.
Well, let's not go down that rabbit hole.
I'm sorry.
You can always tell, but you can tell
that's
when they've
deep
been,
one.
They've just done the dose, can't you? It just the water smells nasty.
Mm-hmm. Well, and at least here we've got a lot of bleach in our water here to where chlorine, like it'll rust. It'll rust things. So yeah, you can definitely smell it. So John uses he purifies the water that goes into the batches when we make them.
And into my body and into my dog's
correct,
body.
Correct, correct. And then onto your skin, right. So we've, again, the website, we will be making some updates, some of the product pictures and stuff. We're going to redo those. We just did lower our prices due to the situation we're in now, because people are, washing their hands a lot, and it's rough on your skin. So we kind of figured now would be a good time to try to get more people to use it. And a big thing we've both said is, if you can get it into your hands, like when you open it and you see it and you smell it, like it's hard to sell something like skin cream over the internet because one, it's a hypersaturated market. So you got to come at it with like principles and stuff. But that's why we say, like, you know, buy some and give it as a gift. You know, word of mouth is where it's at, because people that use it are the ones that come back and want more of it because it's like, I guess our main product, the face cream, that's the one we don't mess with at all. There's no variations on it. It is what it is. And that was the one John came up with first, is people open it up and they tell you just like they want to use it all up because it smells so good. It's got lavender and stuff in it. That's what we try to tell to people, is give us a shot. We do deals and stuff for customers, repeat customers. You know, we appreciate that people come to a small company like us and want to buy our stuff, and we want to get it into their hands, and we want to get them to give it to their friends, because marketing is expensive.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know, Daisy, with your business too, is if you want to get people talking about you, and that's so we stand by the product. Like we're the first ones to say, yeah, this is just a little bit off. And away it goes. We don't use it. And it's just little subtle degrees. The temperature of the water could be off by a degree or two, and it doesn't set up right. And we're not going to be like, well, here's some slightly off product. It's, well, let's start over.
And it's a real family business, because I remember when you were thinking about taking that step to start producing it and selling it, and you were thinking about how you were going to package it and what you were going to do. Just tell us quickly about that, because that was a real family affair, wasn't it, with the branding and the packaging?
Well, actually, we worked with a business consultant at talking about the branding, and she said, that she loved the label. She said if a professional were to see it, they would be like, oh no, this is all wrong. But she said she loved it because it spoke to the product itself. And then I'll let Matt take it from there since it's a family affair.
Oh, my middle daughter, Piper, is very into art and drawing. So she just made us this very simple picture of a couple lavender stalks, I guess you'd call it, for lack of a better word. And just kind of presented it to us. We worked on fonts and everything. When we were looking at the name, we really couldn't come up with anything, and we really wanted to be able to have our own website, which is really hard to do today. And we were just talking, and we're like, what about Jam? Which, funny enough, is John and Matt. So we're like, okay, we'll put something in front of it. We'll call it Nature's Jam. And we looked online. Surely, actually, I think Piper might have said that too, but we looked online and there it was. It was available to purchase. So we kind of bought it. And that's the thing, is the nature's there, but it's always like people that buy it and have it call it Jam. Mm. And that's the label, which we can share a picture of that with you, Daisy, too. The crux of the label is a big JAM across the front. They're in metal containers. We bought the high-end labels so that, because when you touch that kind of stuff, you get the oils clearly on your hand. Touch the label runs off the container. How it looks is as good as how it works to some people. So you want them to see it, and visually you want it to be appealing to them. John will do custom packaging for people for certain orders, with wrapping stuff with tissue paper and putting nice little cards in and stuff and all that. So there's that side of it too, you know, which is personal care that goes into every single thing that we send out the door.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want, when someone receives their package in the mail, I want them to be very happy that they bought it. So that's why I wrap the individual tins in the tissue paper and then put a little ribbon on it to kind of hold it together. I want the whole experience to be a good experience.
It does make a massive difference. I can't remember what I received, and it was something that I wouldn't expect for the person to have gone to the time to do that, and they'd wrapped it in some tissue paper with a bit of a bow around it. And it did just set you up to be very, very pleased.
Yeah. And that's where we're kind of in the bind now, is because that's the way we do it. So we're like, you know, do we do all the fancy paper and everything and then tell them let it sit in a box for 3 days or 4 days whenever you get it? Because if it's just a metal container, you can just wipe it right down and go on your way, because we do practice all the rules of, you know, isolation and sanitizing and everything, but you can't sanitize tissue paper. So we're kind of like, well, what do we do?
Well, the container itself is important to mention, I think, as well, because I didn't want to use any plastics. I want to keep the company as sustainable as possible, so we don't use any bubble wrap. We have the brown paper. So it's trying to be as eco-friendly as we possibly can, because, you know, that speaks to who both of us are. Matt's been recycling ever since I've known him and doing other things. We both try to take care of the environment.
Yeah, and the tins are reusable. You can wash them. Like, I don't know, Daisy, if you had those over there, but growing up, we had these little mints called like Secrets. Mm-hmm. And they came in a little, like, looked like a little metal briefcase. And when you were a kid, Altoids do the same thing now. Yeah. Once you're done with the mints, you can keep it. And you've got a little container that you can, you know, put whatever it is, like the cookie, using the cookie tin for sewing supplies and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I actually have a little one that had mints. I think they were M&S mints. And that's my container that I put my earplugs in when I go strimming. So there you go.
I put my weed in there.
Edit that part. One other comment about that, since the person that recommended, like said, I would buy this, she said her husband is a teacher, and she said, he said, make some up and he'll take them into the teacher's lounge. And I'm like, that's really my market as well, or our market. We want the product to be available for everyone. I think that the smell of it, I do think can help raise a person's, elevate a person's mood. As you said, Daisy, you open something up and it's just the smell of it itself and makes you feel good.
Yeah, I really like the cream you gave me when I came to stay. That's the normal face cream, I think, that's with lavender. Mm-hmm. I really like it as a night cream because of the lavender. It's just, you put it on and it's soothing, and that nice lavender smell is good for going to sleep.
And even though there's some purple on the label and there's lavender in it, it's a unisex cream.
It's not.
don't think the lavender is overpowering or very floral. And actually, I have my own testimony for the face cream. I bought some, I'm going to have to slow down when I say, because it's like four words, sea buckthorn seed oil. So I actually looked up the sea buckthorn, and it is actually used to prevent erosion near the sea. And that's where it actually gets its name. It's a very pretty plant, actually, and it has these red berries on it. And I guess it's from the red berries that they make the oil, but the oil is very good for skin conditions. And I had done some research and found out, because I have rosacea, and I was using it for the rosacea. Well, I actually added it as one of the oils that I put in the face cream, and I had a flare-up of the rosacea probably a week or so ago, and I had not been using the cream because I ran out and I didn't want to use the supply that we have. But I ended up doing it and putting some on my face, and like overnight, it had cleared up.
Disclaimer.
For me.
It's anecdotal.
That was my experience.
The rules is the rules.
Yeah.
But yeah, and John has been very, right when we started doing full inventory of costs and everything, you know, as you would for a business, he wanted like a boutique product, but at a price, not a boutique price, you know, because we didn't even, well, I didn't know, but we started looking at these kinds of face creams and the amount of money that people spend on these things. It's like only $75, only $100. Wow. And you're like, that's lunacy. So that was, you know, not the goal. It was make it affordable, you know, and hopefully people will buy it and keep buying it and keep buying it, and it not be like, I'm going to buy some face cream for $100 once a year. You know, we want you to use it and be comfortable using it, and then, you know, try the other products or come back and keep buying the product that you did try.
And also, it's like one tin, so it's a 50 grams, I believe, of face cream. It's a 2-ounce tin, and it will last you for quite a while, because I don't recommend slathering it on, because a little dab will do you.
Ooh, trademark.
Trademark. I'm sorry.
I'm like the damn company lawyer. No.
are they still around? What was that anyway?
Brill cream.
Was it Brill cream?
I think so. A little dab will do you.
But yeah, it doesn't take that much. In fact, if you put too much on, your face is going to feel just a slight bit oily. Not that that's a bad thing, because after you let it sit for a while, you can take it and rub it off like this, and your face just feels very smooth.
Yeah, it's British, Brill Cream.
You looked it up?
I did. Of course I had to. We make a lip balm, which is good, and it's a little teeny tin like the other brands that you'd see. But that one of those, I think we've got it, what, $4 or $5 right now? It'll last you a whole season. It'll stay solid in your pocket. If you use it in the summer, you know, you might have to not be outside at 95 degrees. Because again, we don't use stabilizers. We don't use anything. So if you order and it's warm, you might want to let it sit. We've had some we do testing. We've had some separate, and we've melted them down and reheated them and stirred them, and they go right back to their things. Because again, we don't use any chemicals in them. A lot of your normal lotions and creams have tons of stabilizers in them so that they don't ever start to separate. But we've taken ones, and we wouldn't sell something separated, but we've taken stuff just for our testing that you open it up and it's separated, and we've reheated it, stirred it back up, and it goes right back to that original texture, which is another big selling point of the cream, is the texture is just fantastic. Mm-hmm. The lip balms, we do different, we call them flavors or scents, it's hard to know, but we do 6 or 7 versions of that, no petroleums, anything like that, and it's good. And then if you're in a pinch, you can put it on your knuckles, you put it on the back of your hands, you know, like John said, the ingredients are all kind of transferable. You can use
hippie.
You could probably use the hand salve on your lips if you had to, because there's nothing gross in any of them. It's just a matter of, you know, of, I guess, viscosity.
Yeah, it's ratios between beeswax and oil.
Yeah.
That, you know, you want to use more beeswax in something like the lip balm, and then less in a salve.
Right. Yeah, it just depends what you want to use it for.
So that's where we are with that. Again, it's naturesjam.com. We've got a Facebook page. We've got other social media we don't use a whole lot, but we do have a Facebook page. We will be posting specials and stuff like that. We have a mailing list. If you just go to our webpage, when you log in, it asks you for an email address. If you don't want to do that, it's absolutely not a requirement to get into the webpage. And if you do, we send out emails now, again, very, very rarely. We don't email every day. We don't blast anybody. That's absolutely not what we're about. We don't sell it. But we'll just send out codes, you know, for this much off of certain orders and stuff, just to, you know, kind of keep people wanting to come back, because it's not always fresh on people's mind. We'll do that kind of stuff. You can contact us. Like John said, we've made custom blends, and if we like them, they may end up in the permanent lineup. But since everything is so small batch, if you got an idea, you know, send it to us, there's a little area on the webpage where you can contact us. Can't promise that we'll do what you ask for, but we're always open to suggestions. You know, the more people talk about something, the better options you're going to have. Like these new flavors that we made, that the lady just came up with them and mentioned them, and John was immediately like, oh, that's interesting, you know, rosemary lemon, let's try that. I would never thought of rosemary lemon, and we tried it, and it was...
except for chicken.
There you go.
Well, yeah, right. So yeah, check us out. We're small, really. It's just the two of us. I mean, we've got help from the families, as we've mentioned, but we'd appreciate it. And Daisy, we truly appreciate you, you know, taking this time to have us on here, because being the good friends that we are, it's an honor to be able to come on here and you know, talk about keto and talk about lifestyle and all that, but also be able to you know, talk about our little business. So it's very much appreciated.
Well, it's nice to have you guys on. I was just going to mention, unfortunately, I think it's just the US at the moment. Is that right?
It is. Main reason being, especially shipping is a nightmare. Because it's little, well, you end up paying, we're looking at Canada, but yeah, overseas shipping, we're worried about the times it would take and the costs, because, you know, we try to keep the face cream and stuff low, so you could buy a product that costs, you know, $20, $30, and then they're going to want $50, $60 to ship it overseas.
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to pay that, I guess we could look at that option, but it's, right now with everything that's going on, it's not even on the table, but it doesn't mean it's not going forward. You know, if we get to growth numbers that merit that, absolutely we'll look at that. And of course, for like you and Lou, if you want some, you get special Daisy shipping. So if you want some,
absolutely,
we can have it right in the mail to you. So
well, with the shipping, our initial orders for the product is we wanted to try to keep shipping costs down. What we decided to do after the initial orders is to... the shipping is what it is, so now we're just
what we pay is what you pay. Yeah, if you like, we make no money on shipping, but we were taking a pretty substantial hit on shipping.
Right, just
so we dropped the product
just because we don't want
right
customers to have to pay for the shipping or pay. We thought that it would deter people, but we didn't want to inflate the price of the product in order to cover the cost of the shipping. So yeah, what we pay, it's we just pass the shipping costs on to the customers.
It's expensive, and then, isn't it, shipping? Unless you're somebody like Amazon,
yeah,
who gets...
And imagine if we get rid of the USPS. Ooh, politics. that would be good, because yeah, we use USPS exclusively, and it's the cheapest of the lot, but it's far from cheap. It's flat rate, and we just send these little things in the mail, but we enjoy it. But yeah, so if you do go on there and you see the cost of the shipping, that's what we pay. We don't make one nickel off of shipping. We don't charge for any of the packaging or anything like that. That's not padded at all. It's all built into the products. So yeah, the special packaging that you see, there's no shipping and handling charge per se, which I don't begrudge people that do it, but we don't charge for that.
Mm. Right.
But we don't profit from that.
Well, we're at that point in the show, which I know Matt dreads. So we'll go to John first for your top tip.
My top tip is something very easy to do. Is if you have a spray bottle, or you can actually buy alcohol, rubbing alcohol in spray bottles.
You can find it.
If you mix, I got 91% alcohol. So if you mix four parts of that to one part of aloe juice, not aloe vera gel, but aloe juice, and use that once, and if you put a few drops of essential oil of your liking in it, you put the alcohol, you spray the alcohol on your hands to disinfect them in case you're out in public and around the COVID virus. Once the alcohol dries, your hands are left much smoother feeling because of the aloe juice. It leaves the aloe juice on, and your hands actually smell nice too because of the essential oils.
That is a good tip, because it's very, very drying, isn't it, alcohol?
Yes, big time.
Yes. My hands were all cracked, and so I've been using a lot of the hand salve myself.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I put it on right before I go to bed. That way it's got time to do its magic. And yeah, my knuckles, everything are right back. They were getting a little dry. Couldn't have that. Fixed it up.
Good tip. Thanks, John.
Your tip, Matt.
Yeah.
Mine is more broad, but people that know me, I want to fix everything I can fix. One, I just like to futz around with things, but I've come up with this. When I get people to ask me, be it their computer or an appliance, whatever it is, can you try to fix this? And I will always try. One, that's how you learn. But you got to open with, it's broken already. I don't want to hear from you. Because sometimes you don't fix something. But I always qualify it with, look, it's broken before I start. I can't break it anymore. And 9 times out of 10, I can fix it. So my key is, you know, be brave. Don't put yourself at risk. You know, if you're not comfortable with electricity and stuff, absolutely don't work with it. But a lot of things, especially with the internet, and now you can go on YouTube, you can find out how to fix things. And, you know, it saves you a lot of money. We live in a world where products are not made to last. So try to fix things. It's mentally invigorating. And you feel really good. You know, when you're able to fix something, it's like in the old days, you know, patching up, my mom would patch up my jeans and all that kind of stuff. That stuff is out the window now. Try to extend the life of the stuff that you have, and don't be scared to try something, and you'd be surprised a lot. Have faith in yourself and fix things.
Daisy, I wanted to also mention that we do have a Facebook page, Nature's Jam, on Facebook. You can follow us there. We do some things, like during Thanksgiving, we were doing Days of Thanksgiving, things to be thankful for, just different, more meditative things. And here's an idea. We can use it as a tip as well. While people are sheltering in place, Matt and his wife did not necessarily like the theme I was going for, but I said we should have a Touch Yourself campaign.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
But it's like,
I mean,
that says more about me. That says more about me than anything else, I think.
But if you can touch, your foot, why not give it a bit of a massage? You can use the hand salve if you want. But it's like
self-care.
Self-care. It's like my shoulder has been flaring up, so I've been just going like this and massaging it for probably the past 3 days. So if you can reach it, just treat yourself kindly and massage your muscles a little bit.
Yeah, another tip to piggyback on John's. If you are isolated with others in your family and you're comfortable, hug each other. It's very good. They say, like, if you hug some, you know, physical contact is kind of underrated. And I think this situation proves it even more so, is we're social creatures. So hug your spouse, hug your kids, hug your friends, whoever you're stuck with right now. Hug them. Don't go out and hug people on the street. Not trying to break the car. But yeah, in this time of social isolation, don't forget how important it is to just, you know, touch the people you can touch. So there you go, John. Touch yourself, I guess.
It depends how your mind works, doesn't it?
I keep steering back there. I can't stop. Ah, jeez. Wait, so you don't get out, Daisy. You got one? Don't you have to do a tip?
No, I don't have to normally. Don't force one back on me.
All right.
No, I'd have to do one every single
week. You'd have 130 some odd now, right? Isn't that where you are? Up something up there?
Actually, I don't know why I do it when I do the group ones, like the big group ones. I did one, didn't I?
So, yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yes, it's a good point that you ask, but no, I don't usually do one.
All right, you're the boss.
Do one what?
She doesn't do a tip.
Top tip.
She just puts the screws to us, and she don't do nothing. She got all the work.
She did last week.
She did.
I know, I did, it's a good question. I don't know why I do it when it's in the groups, but normally
that would be a lot. 130.
Exactly.
I think this will be 131, won't it? This is 131.
I'd have to come up. Yeah, we'll be on 132 because I split last week's into two.
Oh, that's right. So there's a whole second half to that one, then this one.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was part two. Wow. Okay. People are gonna be sick of us. 3 weeks of this. But we should definitely get Terry on again next time we do a larger group, because with people not moving, I'll volunteer to come on anytime people want to have me. If people like it, great. If people don't, that's the way it is. But I'm always here for chatting up keto, you know, stream of consciousness stuff. We can talk about recipes and stuff, whatever you want. Mm. Daisy, I got nothing but time.
And also, it doesn't have to be, we don't have to record it on Audacity. We could just all get together.
Well, no, we should just do,
hang out, chat.
Let's just wrap up the podcast. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Well, it's been a great pleasure talking to you two, as it always is. And it's been really good to finally get you on the show. So thank you very much for sharing your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us,
Daisy.
Yeah, absolutely.
To get the resources and links from this show, please go to ketowomanpodcast.com/episodes. Please share this podcast with as many people as possible by sharing one of my links or just taking a screenshot of an episode that you enjoyed. Reviews really help raise the profile of the podcast, which gets it in front of more people, but also helps me attract a wide variety of guests. So please take a minute to leave a review on whichever podcast app or platform you like to listen on. It doesn't go unnoticed by me, the people who regularly like, share, and comment on my posts. Your support really does mean the world to me. Thank you. Are you enjoying this podcast? Help me make more episodes and videos by making a pledge at my Patreon page, patreon.com/ketowoman, or simply hit the support button on the Keto Woman podcast website. Don't forget to join in the fun on the Keto Woman podcast Instagram and Facebook pages and Daisy_KetoWoman on Twitter. Are you my next extraordinary woman? Maybe you've got an idea for a show, a topic you would like to hear about. Let me know how I can tickle your earbuds by dropping me a line at daisy@ketowomanpodcast.com. This week's end quote is from Leo Tolstoy. Each time of life has its own kind of love. Bye-bye, keto lovelies.